Jr., I think were torn, particularly when they're African American. They felt so clearly that. And I think some of the pieces you edited highlighted that. Could you talk about that issue, how it came forth? And
yeah. Again, it's different definitions of nonviolence. It's different definitions of peace. You come out of that from where you're at. You come out of an environment where you're used to seeing people who don't look like you, not friendly to you. You're going to have a different response than if you grew up in a neighborhood. Everybody's wonderful, nice, and loving. Everybody likes each other. And I still hold to the doctrine of nonviolence. But nonviolence is not... People get a bad image of nonviolence as sitting there and letting somebody beat on you, say, I love you, I love you. Not necessarily. I mean, that's a form of nonviolence, but it's not the only form. Another form of nonviolence is being honestly speaking to the truth and saying, this is what I see, friend. If you don't see the same thing, then we need to talk about it. And don't tell me what you've done in the past. Tell me where you are now and what you're doing now. I worked for Obama, and I'm very happy to do so, partly because he was African-American, but partly because he knows how to get things done nonviolently. As a community organizer, you take where you're at and you move on. And I think that's something that many friends got lost in the civil rights movement. And they said, this is the only way you can do nonviolence, these peaceful demonstrations. This is, and if you don't do it this way, then it's not nonviolent. And I think nonviolence can be stressful. Look at Poland, Lech Wałęsa and the Solidarity Movement. They helped it through communism, nonviolently. Okay, so I think nonviolence gets a bad rap as something that's passive and not political and not struggling and not in your face. What nonviolence says is we can work this out. It may take some time and we may not like each other for a while. But I believe you can do it because there's that a God in you and there's that a God in me. We just have to find it. And I'm not always going to agree with you. Disagreement is not necessarily negative. It becomes to a response of mutual understanding and then moving on. Everybody has to be treated human, which means everybody has to be seen as having a piece of the truth. You can't have the piece of the truth if I'm always right and you're not. One of the things that I think we wanted to stress in this is that, yes, there were some stressful things done. Barrington Dunmore got up in New York at a meeting and said, you owe us reparations. Now, reparations, it's an onerous economic. It's, you have to understand that a lot of the things you have because of us. You did not pay us for the cotton gin. You did not pay us for the zipper. You did not pay us for the railroad coupler. You did not pay us for the process that made plasma. We died in order to do that. You profited from that. And we're not necessarily asking you for money, but we're asking you to understand that we're much a part of this country as you are. The first person died in Revolutionary War was Crispus Attucks, who was African-American. How often do we see African-Americans as patriots? And so that's the type of nonviolence, the nonviolence that wants to say, okay, we're all equal, and that means that we all have an equal place in the choir. And you need to recognize that. And the fact that you haven't recognized that may not be your fault, but it's now your responsibility. I tell my students that you may not have had slaves, as they're not responsible for that. But now that you know the history, now you're responsible for making sure it doesn't happen again.